Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, what up, H-Town? It's Trey filling in on The Usual Suspects.
How's your day going?
What hey, is MC. It?
What does he say? How's your day going?
How's your day going? This is MC.
How's your day going?
I don't know the words.
This is Barry. This is BL. How's your day going? I'm every show. Every show. I'm taking it. I'm sorry, Trey. I just stole your intro. Hey,
up,
this
Baz?
Is BL.
What's up, Baz?
This is BL. How's your day going?
So, during the break, I tweeted back to Trey with his knowledge and efficient the way he's a huge race fan. I said, Trey, were you a big Dick Trickle fan? Dick Trickle Hall of Fame race car driver from Milwaukee. And expecting him to just make some comment to me to shut me, you know, and be upset. He actually responded with, the White Knight was a great short track racer, one of the best of all time. He sincerely missed. So that shows you his knowledge.
He don't mess around.
Of racing.
He takes his NASCAR serious.
Well done, Trey.
Speaking of, I believe Mr. NASCAR Johnny is on hold, who also takes his NASCAR serious.
He does.
He has a rant. I'm assuming it's about NASCAR. You there, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm there. It's not necessarily a rant. I take NASCAR serious, but I mean, I don't take people that hate it serious. I mean, everyone likes what they like. You know, some people like golf. I like NASCAR, but Trey's podcast actually is pretty legit if you are into racing at all. And the one thing I was going to say, Barry, you might want to try and drive a NASCAR one time just because most drivers lose 5 to 10 pounds while
really?
they're racing. Because the car is about 100, 120 degrees in there. So they sweat out so much stuff. But I got to bounce. I got to get back to work. Enjoy the show, guys. Later.
Appreciate you, Johnny. I didn't know that. I need to get me a NASCAR instead of this stupid truck that I have.
Sit in the sauna.
And then I can drive a NASCAR to work and lose weight.
Okay, Puddles.
I like it. I like this.
Get yourself some plastic seats, too.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's going to get messy.
Is that true? 10 pounds in a race?
Sweating all over the place?
I mean, I know you can lose, 3 or 4 pounds sweating.
Maybe it's water weight.
Fighters do it all the time, but 10?
I don't know.
Damn.
You think about it. For 3 hours, you're in a sauna.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You're going to take some pounds off, regardless, as we watch more of the baseball ridiculous red carpet where Lauren Shahadi of MLB Network is getting violated by the Philly fanatic.
Did he touch her? I don't think he touched her.
Yeah, he did. He gave her a kiss and a hug.
Is that whole thing red?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be? Or is it just for the...
into the...
That's a lot of carpet.
Okay.
Wow. They went all out, didn't they? They love them some Bryce Harper. They're going to hate it when he leaves.
God.
He's gone.
Did you see Greg the Beer Man's tweet?
No.
He said he'd love to do a podcast with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And it would just be us.
Crap talking.
Yeah, talking mess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just every day.
We
don't have to do a podcast for that.
I didn't know Greg was a crap talker.
I suppose.
Okay.
I mean, he'll talk a little bit on Twitter.
Okay. I'll just throw this out there.
Okay.
There was a trade today in the NBA.
Ooh, this has to be good.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, okay, well, on the surface, it was the Sacramento Kings trading Garrett Temple to the Grizzlies for guard Ben McLemore, who at one point was the lottery pick of the Kings. Now he's going back. Forward Deontay Davis, cash, and a second-round pick. And everybody's like, so what's the big deal? Well, this could be a good news, bad news scenario if you're a Rockets fan. This trade, in the good or the bad, which do you want first, Barry?
The good news.
The good news would be Sacramento now has exactly enough money to absorb Ryan Anderson's contract if they want to help the Rockets out.
Okay.
Because the Rockets have traded with Sacramento in the past. They've had a good relationship. Depending on what Vlade Divac wants to do as GM trying to rebuild that franchise, they could do the Rockets a favor maybe for some assets in the future and take on Ryan Anderson's contract now. Ryan Anderson has also come out and said he'd like to finish his career in Sac. He's a California kid. He played some big games in Sacramento growing up, and that would be kind of an ideal destination for him.
I mean, isn't his career already kind of finished? I mean, I know except he still for has financially. Kind of, I know he'll still be on the court.
Right, except financially.
Okay.
Okay. And then the bad side of it.
Okay.
They also have enough money now to offer Clint Capela a $20-plus million a year deal for multiple years, if they so desire. Now, you look at it, and you have to figure out the motives. But they already have – they drafted Bagley from Duke, so he's a big – a lot of people think he's a five. I think he's more of a 3-4, even if you play up-tempo. But they have some bigs on their roster. But depending on what Divac wants to do, if he wants another athletic guy, if he really wants to play up-tempo – I'm not sure, but I've heard all along that the two teams that might give Clint the biggest offer would be Atlanta, Sacramento, and possibly the Bulls.
You've heard all along. I thought we said it was Phoenix.
No, during the season, before the season was over, it was Phoenix, and then they drafted Ayton number one, right. So that was out. So once free agency started, so as we approached free agency, post-draft, the three teams I most heard mentioned with a big offer for Capela were Chicago's kind of the dark horse, and then the two that would be possible players, Sacramento, if they freed up enough money, and Atlanta.
So the Bulls just dropped $20 million on Jabari Parker, and they're going to give another $20 to Clint Capela?
Well, you got
to
come up with the minimum, right?
Consume that much of the cap?
You know they got to come up with the minimum. Otherwise, whoever's on their roster gets the difference between what they didn't come up with and the minimum. So there's a salary cap, there's also an NBA minimum, and the Bulls do have to spend some money. Even matching the offer for Zach LaVine, they had a pretty low payroll. So they're depending on where they are, I'd have to look hard at their entire salary situation, but I know they had to spend some money.
Well, I tell you what, if Sacramento wants to pay Clint Capela $20 million a year, bye.
But who do you replace him with? That's the bigger problem. If I get what you're saying, you don't want to overspend, but at the same time, early in free agency, there were options. If he would get an offer and he would walk, then you had DeAndre Jordan floating out there possibly. You had names that you could possibly go get to replace his role on the team, but it's getting kind of late in the game.
It's the Jochi era.
Oh, God. Could be the Lotto era, too. You could go from the Western Conference Finals to... No, I'm not going to say it because you give me a hard time.
Hmm?
If they're fighting for the eighth seed, if they lose Capela.
True.
So it'll be interesting to see, but that's just one thing that I noticed today when everybody's like, who cares about that trade? Well, actually, if you're a Rockets fan, you kind of do. But if you want to take Ryan Anderson, more power to you.
I wasn't aware of that. So, yeah, that is a difference maker for sure, getting that money freed up.
And the other rumor that's out there that I think it's Space City Hoops broke today. But the one name that they said the Rockets are now interested in, thankfully, is a name that I've been saying all along was one of the names the Rockets should look at. That's Rodney Hood. So they have interest in Rodney Hood, depending on what Cleveland wants to do. Rodney Hood, we said, young, athletic, really good offensively as well, player that the Cavs have as a restricted free agent. Although I heard Jack, one of the video producers over on the website, said something that I hadn't heard. Maybe you guys had heard this, but that he might have some issues between his ears and also between his cheeks. That like he pooped himself before like game three of the finals.
What?
Yeah, and there's some other stuff with Rodney Hood that emotionally I hadn't heard any of that.
No, I haven't heard that either. Yeah. That's interesting. You had posted a link to the MLB power rankings, and I was curious, do you move? So the rankings, this is midseason, all right? Mm-hmm. Red Sox first, Astros second, Yankees third, 1, 2, 3.
And I'm okay with that. I think you could, those are almost interchangeable at this point, depending on how each team is playing. I still think the Astros are probably the best team in baseball, but you can't argue with what the Red Sox are doing.
Right.
Cubs fourth, Athletics are fifth, Oakland fifth in these power rankings.
Wow.
Dodgers sixth, Mariners seventh, Phillies eighth, Brewers ninth, Indians 10th. How far do you move the Dodgers up if they pull off the Machado trade? They're sixth right now.
They're sixth now, and they've been playing. You know, we talked about them a couple months into the season as possibly having a lost season because they lost Seager. Mm-hmm. They were struggling. They were even talking about possibly firing their manager.
Kershaw was on the DL for a stint.
Exactly. But you know what? If they're sixth now, I move them to fourth. I move them above the Cubs.
Really?
Yeah. I move them above the Cubs. I'm not moving them against. I think the three best teams in baseball are all in the American League.
Okay.
So I'm not moving them anywhere near the Sox, Stros, and Yankees, but I would put them at fourth, surpassing the Cubs. I would flip flop. You know what? I'd put them 4 and 5 and move the A's down maybe, but definitely I'd put them fourth.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the A's. I'm kind of with you there too. I think that they're doing some things, but I'm just not sold on them being legitimate contenders at this point. But I think I like your rationale. I'm moving Los Angeles up ahead of the Cubs, but maybe not ahead of any of the three bigs in the American League. That makes a lot of sense.
At the end of the day, when you're looking at those, though, and I agree with you that I would move the Astros to number one. When I look at the Red Sox, aside from Chris Sale, their starting pitching just doesn't do that much for me, and Price is so up and down. If it was David Price of a couple years ago, it might be a different story, but I'm just kind of... you know, come postseason, I'm interested to see, even if they shorten their rotation, I'm a Porcello, doesn't, eh.
Mm-hmm.
I understand Chris Sale, but and then again, the Astros hit Chris Sale well, especially Alex Bregman last year, so I'm not really intimidated by either one of those teams' pitching staffs, though Severino is really, really
yeah, he's nasty.
Strong.
Thing about the Dodgers is they've needed hitting. They've got good pitching. Their bullpen at times has struggled, but they needed some offense replacing Corey Seager, and boy, if they get Machado to do that, he'll
make some relevant.
He is
right?
He's hitting the cover up. Well, they're already.
They're going to be relevant in the regular season.
The West is a good ass division,
but I'm saying come postseason, everybody was like, "Yeah, they're dinged up. I don't expect much from them." Now they become relevant again.
Yeah, and I really thought that they would have a bigger fall off offensively than they have this year. They struggled out of the gate, but they're just similar to what the Cubs did last year.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We appreciate you being along for the ride. We're simulcasting right now, SportsWeb 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Back with a whole lot more of the final hour of the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN and SportsWeb 94.1. Warning.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. We entrepreneurs innovate, create jobs, and put employees on our payroll. Then we pay payroll taxes, which allows the government to function. Without entrepreneurs, we'd all be in a soup line somewhere. Speaking of innovation, Patriot Software is disrupting the archaic billion-dollar payroll industry for 1 to 100 employees. Our customers usually rate us 5 out of 5 stars. We're scaling quickly and inviting accredited investors to buy stock in Patriot Software under Reg D, Rule 506C. Need a new payroll provider? Or want to own stock in the rising star of the payroll industry? Visit PatriotSoftware.com. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Keep your time and money.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive. And seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/fresh. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, forhims.com/fresh today, and get started for just $5 while supplies last. Visit 4hims.com/fresh right now. 4hims.com/fresh.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back final hour, Usual Suspects, simulcasting. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Having fun over there?
Just reviewing all these different things. So yesterday we were talking about the me maybe getting the Ring doorbell, which I never pulled the trigger on, by the way.
Okay.
When I found out there was the yearly subscription and all that. I had a listener, and I don't want to give out any names because I don't know if he's comfortable with me telling his name and what he does. But
it's never stopped you in the past.
He said, I sell Vivint. V-I-V-I-N-T. He's like, we specialize in doorbell cameras and smart homes. Love the show. And I was like, I don't know what the hell is a Vivint. I've never heard of that.
Is that the one where you don't need to be affiliated with any security company?
Vivint?
No, Vivint. V-I-V-I, not V-I-V-A. Maybe it's Vivint. I don't know. Vivint, I have no idea. But this sounds so badass. He said, we're number one in smart homes. It's a security system, but much more. You get the doorbell camera. I know you said you have cameras and stuff, but you can lock and unlock your door by your voice or your phone. I would like that, being able to just lock the door.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, lock the door. Click. Sweet. And it says you can open and close your garage, which I can already do with my I have the app that comes with Cambridge or whatever the hell.
Big time.
Yeah, but you can, like, I can check my garage door and see if it's open or closed right now.
Does that do the barn door as well as the doors
no,
to the house?
No, just the garage. And it says you can even turn on your coffee maker in the morning with your voice
in
bed.
Look out. Barry's got, now he's really dialed in.
Nah, I got Nora for that. She brings me coffee in bed. It's a pretty sweet gig. Pretty sweet setup. That sounds badass, though. Like, I really wanted to do, like, complete home automation, but it's so expensive.
Now,
but I wonder if this is, like, a better alternative or a cheaper alternative.
Well,
I don't know.
The other question then becomes, too, because Lisa's parents did this, where you can go and do the online wireless setup with security and do a lot of the things that you're saying, but you don't have to be tied into a security company, you know, like ADT or whatever, to do all these things. You just...
Well, I have SmartThings. I bought the Samsung SmartThings home automation unit. So I have some stuff automated. Like I have my cameras, but it's not tied in to my Samsung SmartThings. But I bought some switches to control, like, the outside lights, because I have lights in my overhang,
mm-hmm.
or the eaves, so yeah. They point down kind of all along, or the lights up the whole,
like,
house.
Floodlights, or
yeah, but it's in the
it's recessed into the gutters or whatever
behind
the underside,
yeah, the eaves. So those are automated. I just put them on a switch and set a timer, and my porch light comes on at dusk, mm-hmm. and goes off at dawn, and those lights do the same thing. So there's some of that I can do, but the whole coffee maker and the front door locks and all that.
Now, if we could just flush the toilet for you, you'd be in business.
Man,
I've seen the door locks thing, but the problem is if your battery dies or if you lose your phone, you can't get into the house. That's
or
the problem.
If your phone gets stolen and the guy can imitate your voice.
No, Matt, like Matt Harrop, you remember Matt Harrop who we played ball with? His does not like that.
It doesn't have a key?
Does not have a key. You have to get in the house with the app.
Hell no.
Yeah, what if your phone goes down?
Yeah. Well, that's happened to Matt.
That's not good.
So I guess you have to have one lock on the house somewhere that has a key. Like maybe a back door. And then keep that key.
And it looks
key.
Really... It looks cool. It's just weird. It's like a circular doorknob that looks like it's made out of like a silver, like bullet metal. And it has a cool looking look to it.
Yeah.
But it does not look like a traditional door.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to look into that. That sounds badass.
I would lose my phone. I would be afraid if I lost my phone or didn't charge it.
That's the other thing. Yeah. If you lose your phone, can people get into your house?
I was going to say, and someone knows where you live or knows that you have
But there's so many people that put personal information on phones. Now you've got your bank accounts linked. You've got your credit cards linked.
And you
got
to log in to get all that. Right. So right. I don't know if I open my
SmartThings. Apple has fingerprint technology.
Let's see. If I open my SmartThings, does it make me log in with a password? Or can you just get right to all my home automation
stuff?
Because
that would be key.
That you can get right to all my home automation stuff. Just like turn on my porch light right now. Yeah, that's not good because I can just like unlock the front door.
Yeah,
look at that.
I don't want to do it in the dark. So while I got Barry's phone, let me open the doors, pop the light on for me.
I remember it reminds
make
me
some coffee.
You remember when they started putting GPSs in cars? I remember this. You know how people get all paranoid about everything. Everyone was like, don't put your home address in your GPS. If someone steals your car, they just punch in home, and now they know where you live. Like, I don't think if anyone steals your car, they're going to come find you.
I will say this, though.
Who does that? Hey, guys, just want to let you know I'm the one that stole your car. I'm showing up now. No one goes to the, you know, scene of the crime necessarily.
I don't know.
It's kind of, I don't know. That's
that serial killer guy they were chasing went back to the scene of the crime this morning. That's how they caught him.
That is true.
You know? And here's the other thing.
I'm not saying anything
bad. Out in
our
area, Nick, the thing that the Facebook page has been saying lately, people are going and checking cars and driveways and such because a lot of people in suburban neighborhoods don't lock their doors of their automobiles.
True. Saw that on the news.
They're going in and taking the garage door
opener. That's how my gun, yep.
Because a lot of times the garage is connected to the house. They wait till you leave, especially if you didn't pay attention. You're parked in the driveway. You're not checking if your garage door opener is there or not. They wait for you to leave, and boom, they're in your house.
Well, you don't lock the door inside the garage?
I do. I do all that stuff. Yeah. But my garage is not attached to the house.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Mm.
Mine's isn't either.
Ours is. So yours is a standalone garage?
Right.
Mine too.
Oh, see, no, ours is...
Like, you take the driveway to the garage, but the house is a separate building.
Yeah, it's detachable.
Yeah.
It's a detached garage.
Yeah.
Not detachable.
You got that,
that would be weird.
You got that, like, eight-level garage, so...
No, but...
With the hydraulic lift, so that you can put two cars in each garage.
But they did... That's how they stole my gun. They just opened the door to the truck. I guess it... I found out one of my locks is broke. That's how they got in.
That could be a problem.
The back door, one of my back doors that doesn't lock and unlock. I have to do it manually. I need to get that fixed. But yeah, that's how they stole my gun. Thank God they didn't take the garage door opener.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now.
That would have really been bad. But we always lock our garage doors. And then even if you walked around to our back, like we have a back way to get into the garage, that door is on the alarm too. So other than opening the garage doors themselves, the alarm's going to go off.
Yeah, absolutely. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people are careless. And especially, like I said, in these suburban neighborhoods, there's a reason why these guys, you know, at night just go and just take the chance. They walk up and they're not breaking windows and such. They're just checking. And in most cases, you know, maybe 30 cars are locked, but the five that they find... A lot of people, if you're careless enough to not lock your car doors, you're also careless enough to leave your wallet and things like that in there, too, and people are cashing in.
So it does look like, I guess he spelled it wrong, but it is Vivant. A lot of people are saying it's V-I-V-A-N-T.
Oh, okay.
Not V-I, but mixed reviews. Some are saying it's great. Some are saying, I got screwed, or I'm just in a long contract, or
I would
that,
like
the other.
To have the ability to lock and unlock my doors, but if Matt's deal is really the case where you can't have a key entry as well, I'm out.
I'm sure that's got to be an option. I'm sure that some people have approached, like if it is a situation where it doesn't have a key entry, that there's a product that they sell that has a key entry. You know what I mean?
I told you the time that Taylor locked us out.
Yeah, you
that
told
was
the
one
story.
Of those where you got to break a window or something like that, and that's not good.
No, damn all that. I'm not breaking any windows, and I just won't go in there. We'll just move.
And her dad's like, just throw a brick through the car window and get in there. And I'm like, so now you want me to break the car window, which is more expensive than the house? No, that's not happening.
Why not? Anything,
I'm
right?
I'm paying all that.
She'll be fine.
My smart little kid, we walked her right through how to unlock the door, too.
Hey, right now I want to tell you guys about Steelhouse Poker Club. It's the place that brought you the biggest opening weekend tournament in the history of the state of Texas. As far as poker goes, they are back with a bigger and better tournament. That first tournament that they did for their opening weekend, it was a $100,000 guaranteed tournament. The prize pool ended up being nearly $250,000. And like I said, they're back with another tournament. This time, they're starting off at $500,000 guaranteed in the tournament. And that's coming up in October. For more information on that tournament, go to steelhousepoker.com. But, dude, they've got so much stuff. And the easiest way to get a seat in that tournament is to get in on their daily cash games. And if you were watching the World Series of Poker this past weekend and maybe you just happened to catch a little bit of it, you probably got the juices flowing, wanting to get into poker and play more and learn more. The best way to do it online is one thing, but when you get to actually see people's faces and start learning how to read people and getting involved at the table and having those conversations, man, it takes playing poker to a whole different level. It's a lot more fun, too. And hey, if you win some money in the process, even better. And they give away a ton of money every week. $75,000 guaranteed payouts Monday through Sunday. Yeah, they're even open on Sundays. Those daily cash games start at 2 p.m. They run all day long, so you don't have to worry about, you know, well, I don't get off work until 6 o'clock. Don't worry, Steelhouse Poker Club is open, and there'll probably be a cash game for you to hop on. They have tournaments that last a single day on every day except Saturdays. All kinds of stuff going on. They got lingerie on Friday night. They've got mixers for your drinks. If you want a BYOB, they've got some food there, food trucks. You can do what you want. Also, you don't have to worry about missing the game. They've got TVs everywhere plus 20 tables for you to get your gamble on. It's a great time. Steelhouse Poker Club, I-45 North and West Road. Super easy to get to. Super easy to get back on that freeway and get home. No reason not to go, guys. For more information, go to SteelhousePoker.com. That's Steelhouse Poker.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects as we appreciate you simulcasting your day with
How's
us.
How's your day going?
94.1 and 97.5 and... all you guys that are out there that want to see information that you hear on the podcast blog with Dick Trickle, that's what we do. Do want to let you know that we are the station for the name game. You've heard us talk about it. You've heard the names being called out. Well, if you don't know what it's all about, it's where we call two names, and if one of those is your name and you call in, and if you're the first caller, you can win the prize. Today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Fresh Lawn. If you need the best lawn service, then call Fresh Lawn, 1-800-896-5320. Anyone who calls, tell them you heard about it from ESPN 97.5. You'll get 10% off your first lawn service. Barry, you might maybe get them to do some weed whacking.
I do need to get them out there.
Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It is Fresh Lawn. We are not the show doing the giveaway today, but we're looking for... oh, actually, you know what? Stop the presses.
What?
We are!
Yay!
We're going to give it away today. So, are you ready for this?
Yes.
If your name is... oh, and we've got listeners that are loyal that have these names.
Please tell me it's Barry. Please.
No, Baz. Oh. The numbers today,
nice.
Patrick or Marcus.
Nice.
If your name is Patrick or Marcus, and you're the first one to call in right now, 713-780-3776, $50 gift card to Fresh Lawn. P. Randizzle, you better be dialing right now. Patrick or Marcus, first to call gets the prize. Go.
That's a good deal.
Weed whacking.
Man, I just want someone to come pull weeds. Because it's not like, I do have a lot of flower beds around the house, but it's not that, like, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. I don't ever remember having this many weeds. And then with the damn rain, and I don't know, I just feel like...
Nick and I say the same thing to our lawn guy when we tell him
I
to
hate
do
you
it.
Both.
Whole lot easier.
Yeah, it's real easy to, when you do, just kill everything, Nick.
Well, I know that plants need water now. So,
That they need water now.
So they'll survive.
So those science classes early on didn't
look. Some of those shrubs are supposed to need very little water.
What are they? Cactuses? Cacti?
Cacti. Yeah. Use it correctly.
Cacti?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blue agave. Look, but, you have no idea what that is.
No, I have no idea what that is.
That's what they make tequila out of.
I don't like tequila.
Got an aloe plant.
I'm just saying.
I've retired from tequila.
You did?
Quite some time ago.
Quitter.
Aloe when you're spending some time alone on the couch?
What?
Aloe?
He's saying I'm playing with myself. That's, I don't know where
he uses aloe vera to do that.
Dude.
Obviously he
does. What, is that a sunburned penis? Why are you using aloe vera gel on your penis?
I'm doing it. I'm
penis.
Throwing it out there. It's a moisturizer. It's a lotion.
No. It's a moisturizer, not a lotion.
Why not?
It absorbs faster. You got to get something that doesn't have absorption rate. No, I'm just saying.
So you've thought this out. So what? What do we need?
No. I mean, you can... Listen, worst comes to worst, just get you some vegetable oil.
Just kidding.
Don't do that. Okay, we're going to get letters. Let's move on.
Yeah. FYI, by the way, we were talking about this whole stupid red carpet thing going on before the All-Star game.
I love it.
Well, I don't think the powers that be above us, the big power, really care for it too much either, because right now it's currently raining on everything.
So the question becomes,
yes,
if it's a rain out, do they do a makeup game for the All-Star game?
I don't believe they do. It's
or do
just
they
over.
Just say forget it?
Because not like years past where it determines home field advantage for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I mean, for the World Series. That's been scratched. So I believe because of the fact, like, most of these guys, including a lot of Astros, are getting on a plane right after the game and flying to California for the ESPYs tomorrow night, which are live. Altuve, a lot of guys, I saw the list of people that are going to be there, and they were saying a lot of the Astros are going to jump the plane Air Verlander, maybe, again, and go from D.C. to L.A. for the ESPYs. But there's, and then the schedule again starts Thursday night and Friday. I don't think they, I think it's just, it's over.
The question also, they're going to lose a lot of money if they don't play that game. They're going to lose a ton of money. They've got to refund all the tickets.
True.
And the players also aren't going to get their money, are they? Do you still get, because I know you get
maybe
something.
Maybe split it down.
Well, but there's money. The I guess you get money for making the All-Star team. A lot of guys will have that in their contract. So
incentives.
The fact that you were voted in or picked, you're still going to get that money. But I wonder, does baseball pay?
Do they do what the NBA does? It's a good question. Because remember, the NBA went over six figures for the winning team this year to try and incentivize more.
It's a good question.
Hard play?
I don't know. But
I feel like the players are the least. They get screwed the least. The advertisers, the people that bought tickets.
Right.
Those are the people that get screwed.
I kind of want this TV to happen deals. Now. Not because I'm a hater. I just kind of want to see what happens with the whole thing. Like, what would go down?
That would make you watch it.
I would.
What would make you watch it? The game being rained out.
That, yeah.
All right. Because we all hear everything about how the owners of the NFL like to whine about the fact that they're just not making any money. Well, they forget one of their teams is publicly owned. The Green Bay Packers, because they are a publicly owned franchise, have to release their financial statements. Because they have to do that, the numbers came out today.
Yeah.
Revenue sharing for every team in the NFL for last season, each team received over $250 million.
Damn.
Do you think they're doing bad? Are they hurting that much?
That's pretty good.
I don't think so. I think they're doing okay.
That's the profit or what?
That's, you know, when they do revenue sharing based on advertising and ticket gate, you know, all the different things that they have to put into a pot at the end of the year, and they get to, then they split it up.
Based on the number of teams or however the way they split it.
And every team got $250 million plus.
Well, when you consider that the NFL salary cap for 2018 is about $175 million, I'd say they're doing all right.
Yeah.
Just out of revenue sharing.
Their salaries are taken care of.
Yeah.
Including their front office, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, I rounded down a little bit. It's like 177, but still, even if you have a couple million in, and even if it's 180. So if you round up, go from 177 to 180 for all your salaries of other folks in your offices and stuff.
Like the coaching staff and the
trainers and
all that.
Yeah. I mean, they're making, just from revenue sharing, they're making another $70 million. That doesn't count everything else. Pretty legit. That's why these franchises are selling so much when they do sell.
$2.2 billion for the Panthers.
Yeah. Speaking of football, real quick though, before we go to break, somebody already got some predictions in. So we'll do that on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tony Romo,
yep,
already giving his Super Bowl predictions, and I'll just say, Joel, I think you're going to like this. Mm-hmm. Something else I think you're going to like.
Mm-hmm.
Non-quesadillas. You know where you get those?
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, baby. Oh, man, I love this place. If you haven't gone to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know why you haven't gone yet. I've been telling you about Cowboys and Indians, I think, for almost a year now. And I'm not even making this up. You can go to my Twitter feed. You can go to my Instagram. Everybody that's gone has gotten back to me either via Twitter, Instagram, or private messages and said, dude, I didn't think it was going to be as good as you said it was. It absolutely was that good. And I'm not lying to you when I tell you it's some of the best food in this city of Houston. It's great because it's Cowboys and Indians, which is a fusion of Southern comfort
and Indian food. Get it? Cowboys and Indians? That's awesome. The menu is diverse. It's got a really cool selection for you, so you can go Indian food and get traditional stuff like the butter chicken, which is some of the best in Houston. You can get the lamb vindaloo. They've also got other options, the more southern comfort food like chicken fried steak, or you can get some sliders or wings. And then they have that fusion where they have like a Himalayan heat burger where a little bit of both. And it's one of the best burgers in the city. And I'm saying that. They're not claiming it. But I'm telling you right now, if you are a burger connoisseur, put the Himalayan Heat Burger on your list. Get out to Cowboys and Indians, 1901 Taft in Midtown, and try that burger. Let me know what you think. Also, by the way, you can get it as sliders as well. I mentioned the non-quesadillas to Joel. You can get 20% off of those, which it's a show staple. Let's be real. Every time we all go to Cowboys and Indians, everybody on this show gets the non-quesadillas. They're that good. If you just mention the usual suspects, they'll give you 20% off those quesadillas. It's super cool, man. You can get it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. They've got TVs to watch the game, full-service bar. And, oh, by the way, they started something new, trivia night. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can get out to 1901 Taft right there in Midtown, play some trivia, eat some good food, have a good time, hang out with Haas and Imran. You're going to like it. The place is good. The food is amazing. And the staff and the people there are really cool, too. Whatever you do, guys, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world, y'all. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment of the show, simulcast on ESPN and SportsMap. If you're joining us and you're looking for entertainment to take you home, Blitz comes up next. I believe John Granato gets the co-pilot seat today.
Did he work this morning also?
Jong and AJ, yeah.
Okay, so he's pulling double duty.
Double duty. Oh. But I think based on what AJ said yesterday that he owed him one, because AJ took it in the shorts and did the morning to help him out one time and then had to persevere the whole day to do the Blitz later. That so, yeah, so it's kind of like a tit-for-tat thing.
Okay.
So, Granato tomorrow, or today, you tomorrow.
Yes. I'm glad you reminded me. I almost
so you're
forgot.
Doing the marathon
I
tomorrow.
I just went home and, yeah, 6 straight hours. It's grueling. Whatever shall I do? I'm going to need a nap in
I'm
between.
Producing Palillo tomorrow, so there's a lot of moving stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Tyler's off?
I'll see you guys
No, Tyler's engineering.
Lames. Oh, they're on a remote?
Right.
But it's not Palillo tomorrow.
It's not.
No, he's on vacation the rest of the week.
Right, I think I might be filling in on Thursday and Friday, but I don't know who's doing it tomorrow.
Okay. With Dell?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So lots of moving pieces. I told you, the cagey one, Charlie Palillo, the guy that knows
Smart.
This is the week you take time off. And by the way, I got a retweet. I gave him so much grief.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I gave him so much grief, both on text messages, on DMs on Twitter, and then today in the studio when he was coming, he was leaving, you and I were coming in, and I was like, what gives? And I was calling him out on the only two people he followed, and while we started the show, I see Charlie Palillo is now following you back.
Yeah, and he didn't follow me.
Well, that's dirty.
Well, I had followed him, and then when he didn't unfollow me,
you're telling
me
he followed two people, and you're the third. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm the third. Yep. Does it show three right now?
How special do you feel? I'm not looking it up. You think I'm going? I'm not going there.
Oh, okay.
How special do you feel right
not
now?
Not at all.
No.
No.
Well, good for you.
I thought about it. No.
Oh, well, that's boy. So we were talking NFL and we were going to talk Super Bowl predictions, and somebody asked Tony Romo if he had an – because he was playing in –
he played in the Tahoe tournament, yeah. And they got tons of interviews because all the celebrities and sports people are there.
NFL Network asked him, what is your Super Bowl prediction early? And this is what he said. Pay attention, Joel.
Year two for you, broadcasting the Super Bowl already. If you had to pick right now, who's in that game?
Oh, if I had to pick right now? It's pretty early. The thing about the NFL is things change pretty fast. Injuries happen. A lot of stuff happens, but if I was picking right now, I'd probably go with Green Bay versus Jacksonville. I think that would be just a tentative, rough guess here.
What you think about that?
I don't know if I like it. I don't like it. First of all,
dude, Romo,
I don't like it. I don't like him jinxing anything for me.
But Romo, if you and I have discussed this, and it's been obvious for his entire first year of broadcasting, he knows what the hell he's talking about. You can watch the game and watch him and know that he understands.
Now, I could fight you on this and say he's a Wisconsin native, so he might let his heart speak a little now that he's outside the Cowboys.
And we don't have time to run the whole interview, but he talked about the reasons why. And he gave some pretty decent reasons and how both teams are better and that the Jags are a complete team. And I mean, it's if you're a Packers fan or a Jacksonville Jags fan, you've got to be excited.
Well, you mentioned that Green Bay has the new system and that's hard to adjust to.
Look, there's morning Granato showing up in the afternoon. I wonder if he's sunburned from the golf.
I'm sure he worked in at least 9 in between.
No.
He did the app like you.
He played all 18? Really? Yeah.
He dialed in the app so the Starbucks was waiting. All he had to do is park curbside, pick
Fancy
up the coffee, and head on in.
So you feel like it's a jinx, the Romo saying that they're going to win?
I mean, I don't want to jinx it. But look, it's nice to think that they're better. But you can't. Here's my thing. Until they're beaten, the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in the NFC in my mind.
Stop it.
They
I mean,
are.
That's true.
I mean, I'm pulling for the Packers, of course, but I think if you're realistic about this, until someone dethrones the champs, and I don't think they lost anything to make them worse, I think they're going to be just fine.
How wild is it going to be not seeing the New England Patriots there?
If that happens, you still have Blake Bortles, buddy. Blake Bortles is that wild card that can completely poo-poo all over that prediction. I mean,
if Romo's right, that's going to be wild. By the way, speaking of NFL.
If Romo's right, I can tell you when my vacation time's coming.
Yeah. February, huh?
Yeah.
Speaking of news and notes, Randy Gregory officially reinstated by the NFL. He's allowed to practice. He can't play yet because they have to make sure that he abides by the terms of his reinstatement, but he can attend meetings, and that's a good get for the Cowboys getting him back. They're going to need some defensive pass rushing help.
So that's he's under contract with the Cowboys?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
So with them, David Irving out for the first 4 weeks, I believe.
Yep.
So, yeah, getting Randy Gregory back is a good deal for him.
And they still got the big sack master is still not under contract, correct, for the Cowboys?
You're talking about DeMarcus Lawrence?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is his contract
situation? I don't think
DeMarcus.
I think he was one of those that could have been with the deadline yesterday.
No. He signed his franchise tag.
Okay, so he's going to sign for it.
Yeah, back in March he signed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So good to go
Cowboys
there.
Cowboys defense gets a little bit of a shot.
Get a little shot in the arm with the pass rush. And after week four, then they're fully stocked.
Pun intended, right?
What?
A shot in the arm.
Oh. Isn't that weird, though? I just feel like that's a team that is player after player. You look at and you're just like, man. Because you had you've had, obviously, the Randy Gregory issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had, David Irving. He had the substance abuse issues, and then the girlfriend that retracted her domestic violence allegations. You've had Zeke. You've had Hardy. It's a bad boys of Texas over there.
Well, interesting to see how it all plays out, because after a very disappointing year, after an overachieving year the year before, we'll see which Cowboys team shows up.
Uh-huh. And no longer the best O-line in football, I believe. I mean, people.
The Raiders, they said, surpassed them?
Philly. It's got a pretty stout offensive line.
Depends on which rankings you look at. But, yeah, we're running out of time,
yeah,
so we
Patrick,
can try to make this
let's
quick.
Do Patrick, this. Hey, let's Patrick, go. You've got like 15 seconds.
Go.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to let you know, Barry, you're working with the only Packer fan I can stomach. And so I wanted to call and tell you there is no way in hell my Bears are going to lose a single time to his Packers. And I'm willing to put a bet on the line if he wants to. Mitch Trubisky is going to be the next Carson Wentz. Call it right now.
All right, Patrick, you're going to call back before
yes,
the season starts and make
yes,
this bet.
You are.
And you guys are going to put something on this.
Yeah,
and we're going to hold you
Lions
to it.
Lions fan that made a bet that I didn't agree to last year. Yeah, that's fine.
Appreciate the call, Patrick.
Yep,
thanks, as always. Thanks for listening, man.
All right, good stuff, fellas. We made it through day two of Hell Week. And we'll be back with Way Back Wednesday. It's just anything pre-2008, Nick. Is that what you said?
2000 to 2008.
Yeah, it has to be between 2000 and 2008.
Correct.
So it can't be 98.
Well,
2008.
Look forward to another win for you, Nick. Somehow, some way.
Yeah, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
No pity votes for you. I'm not gonna trash your list. help you
keep
win.
Your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. The Blitz is next. Fred is out. Granato is in. That should be entertaining all in itself. Stay tuned and keep it right where it's at. It's SportsBet 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.